President Obama's 2015 budget includes some cuts to Great Lakes programs. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The Obama administration is asking for $275 million for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. Todd Ames is the campaign director of the Healing Our Waters Great Lakes Coalition. Todd, that funding level is a $25 million cut from current funding levels for the Restoration Initiative. What would that mean on the ground if those cuts went through?
Well, you would see a slowdown in terms of projects that are underway, whether it's, you know, a contaminated cleanup project that's underway but not completed, or a habitat restoration effort, or dealing with the problems of keeping out aquatic invasive species out of the Great Lakes.
It seems like every year we hear about proposed cuts to the Restoration Initiative, and then those cuts are often restored. There is a lot of bipartisan support for this program. How likely do you think it is that those cuts will go through?
Well, we're very optimistic because of that bipartisan support that we've had in the past that we can once again restore funding. But that only happens because we remind our Great Lakes congressional delegation, and in turn, they step up and remind the rest of Congress just how critically important this funding is. Although even $275 million sounds like a lot of money, the fact is that we have a lot of legacy problems, if you will, in terms of old pollution spots from a century of issues that we've had across the Great Lakes that need to be restored, cleaned up, and other areas of the Great Lakes protected. So it does cost a fair amount of money, but it is a very important investment in the Great Lakes region. And the so far, we've had a very good down payment on that restoration effort through the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, but we've really got to keep it going.
We've talked to some people, for example, some sport fishermen on the lake, who are skeptical of the restoration money that's being spent. They think of it as just another government program that isn't amounting to much. How would you address those concerns?
Well, I'd urge, as a starter, they should go to our website, healthylakes.org, and look at the over 100 success stories that we have chronicled on our website across the basin. Whether you're in Muskegon or you're worried about Belle Isle in Detroit, or spots in between and up north, you'll see those stories highlighted and in a real-world way, and talking about what it means on the ground for people and certainly for the Great Lakes.
The president's budget also includes cuts to other programs. The Clean Water State Revolving Fund gives loans to towns and cities to upgrade their sewer systems. For Great Lakes states, that revolving fund could be cut by $150 million. What's at stake there?
You know, that's a very significant concern for us because the GLRI does not provide any funding to address these wastewater infrastructure issues. There's been a rather significant cut of over $400 million to the fund proposed in the president's budget, and over $150 million of it would be a cut to funding that is currently coming into the Great Lakes to improve wastewater systems, and everywhere from places like Duluth to Buffalo to Detroit, to enable them to significantly reduce and hopefully ultimately eliminate sewage overflows when you have big rain events.
Todd Ames is the campaign director of the Healing Our Waters Great Lakes Coalition. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you, Rebecca.
And that's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.